assigned to the Supreme Headquarters Operations Center was given a cosmic top secret clearance. And while I was there, the following year, 1964, they published a sensitive document that had been under study for at least 3 years. And I was working in the war room. I had the clearance. The document was put in a vault. I had a chance to see it, and so help me, that's what got me started on this thing. And Jerry literally changed my life when I read the damn thing and realized the UFO subject was not merely a, passing fancy. It was real. And I determined after a long time that it was unlikely, undoubtedly the most major important issue in the history of the human race. Now, when you discovered a secret document, many people story, but a lot of people come to the end of these radio shows and don't hear all the details. So if I ask some redundant questions, I hope you'll forgive me. I'm not a problem. That can't just knock your socks off, as we say in Oklahoma, where I'm from, when you saw this thing. It was a military study. It was initiated in 1963, before I ever got there. It was initiated after in February of 1961, where a large number of unidentified objects flew over Central Europe. They flew out of the Soviet sector over the Warsaw Pact area, over Central Europe, over NATO Europe. And all the alarms went off. The Russians had gone on full alert. The NATO forces went on full alert. In those days, no one really knew very much about these objects. For a time, the NATO objects might belong to the Soviets. We learned later that for a time, the Soviets thought they might belong to NATO or to the Americans or British. We were to find out later, of course, these objects did not belong to anyone, that they were not from here. So they initiated the study in 61 after this event. For 3 years, when I arrived in 63, the document was pulled. Changed my life because I realized for the first time that this was not only a big story, it was the greatest story in human history. Only incredible, it certainly is. After all these decades, what is your opinion about it? Do you think it's all the same group of extraterrestrials? Well, my conclusions over the years, I've been really studying it now for 40 years, trying to come to terms with what's really been going on. My conclusions are very similar to what was published in the NATO study in 1964. So it didn't change much. Well, I developed a much deeper understanding of the meaning of the phenomenon. We knew in 64 that we're dealing with several different groups, not just merely one group, but there were at least four, maybe as many as a dozen groups involved coming here from different places. And I've concluded that that's not only true, but we learned in the military, Jerry, before I retired in 76, that we're not merely dealing with interstellar or planetary